Dashiell Hammett, creator of Sam Spade, easy to dislike.
It would be difficult not to have hated Hammett. If you loved him at all, he nonetheless was an exasperating and extremely difficult person.
Hammett, perhaps not unlike Sam Spade.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Diane Johnson is the author of Dashiell Hammett, A Life. Born in Maryland in 1894, Hammett worked for the Pinkerton Detective Agency in Baltimore before serving in World War I.
He became a writer when he couldn't live a life of action, when he was hospitalized for tuberculosis in his 20s at the time of the great flu epidemic in the First World War. He had all this enforced idleness, and being a reflective person, kind of an intellectual, though not an educated man, he had to do something to pass the time, and I think that must have given him the impetus to become a writer.
Hammett produced a small body of work, all detective fiction, The Maltese Falcon, The Thin Man, The Dane Curse, and Red Harvest.
He contributed The Hard-Boiled Detective, The Private Eye that we know in so many guises now, on detective shows and mystery stories. All of his literary descendants, from Chandler through Mickey Spillane, every hard-boiled American detective, I guess, owes his existence to Sam Spade.
This won't do any good. You'll never understand me, but I'll try once and then give it up. When a man's partner's killed, he's supposed to do something about it. It doesn't make any difference what you thought of him. He was your partner, and you're supposed to do something about it. And it happens we're in the detective business. Well, when one of your organization gets killed, it's bad business to let the killer get away with it.
Hammett was cursed with alcoholism and sexual promiscuity. Diane Johnson tells us more about his sad life next on BookBeat. She is the author of Dashiell Hammett, A Life, published by Random House. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. To write her biography of Dashiell Hammett, Diane Johnson got the cooperation of his two daughters and of Lillian Hillman, executor of the Hammett estate. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The result is Dashiell Hammett, A Life, published by Random House. Hammett, of course, created Nick and Nora Charles in The Thin Man, and in The Maltese Falcon, Sam Spade.
Well, if you get a good break, you'll be out of Tehachapi in 20 years, and you can come back to me then. I hope they don't hang you, Precious, for that sweet neck.
You're not.
Yes, Angel, I'm going to send you over. The chances are you'll get off with life. That means if you're a good girl, you'll be out in 20 years. I'll be waiting for you. If they hang you, I'll always remember you.
Dashiell Hammett made a wreck of his personal life, deserting his wife and children, turning to booze and prostitutes. But there was his longtime friendship with playwright Lillian Hillman. Johnson says Hammett was casual about money, often cheating innkeepers.
There is a story of him putting on all his clothes, layers, one suit over another, so as to transform himself from a thin to a fat person, almost unrecognizable to the desk clerk, and then puff out his cheeks, and in this disguise, leave the Pierre without paying his several thousand dollars bill.
And in the 30s, he drifted into the Communist Party.
Seems to have been the chic political party, and a lot of people were joining the party then. But nobody seems to know exactly who his principal inspiration in this was, or how he went in, or even if for sure he actually joined the party, though most people believe that he did.
His political convictions landed him in jail.
He was asked to reveal the names of the contributors to a bail fund that he was the trustee of. The bail fund had been set up to provide bail for people who were being prosecuted under the Smith Act.
Diane Johnson, author of Dashiell Hammett, A Life. Why Hammett Stopped Writing, next on BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Dashiell Hammett, in his novel The Maltese Falcon, he introduced Sam Spade.
Hey, what's this bird, this falcon that everybody's all steamed up about?
Supposing I wouldn't tell you anything about it at all. What would you do? Something wild and unpredictable.
I might.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Dashiell Hammett's small body of work was written in the late 1920s and early 30s. Between that period and his death in 1961, he never wrote another word. Diane Johnson is the author of Dashiell Hammett, A Life.
He was somebody who sat down at the typewriter for 30 years and tried to write, or at least so he said, and didn't turn anything out. But there were things that might explain that. His own declining health, his alcoholism.
Hammett went through non-writing rituals.
He sharpened pencils. He bought himself new typewriters. He would schedule his day in different ways. Maybe if I write in the morning and then have a drink in the afternoon. Maybe if I have a drink in the morning, I could loosen up and then I could write in the afternoon. Maybe if I walked around the block.
Despite the dated language of The Thin Man and the Dane curse in Red Harvest, Diane Johnson believes Hammett's work holds up because of its elegance and art.
Dashiell Hammett, the writer, accomplished brilliantly the first phase of what he was capable of doing and somehow failed to make the leap that he would himself have liked to do out of detective fiction into something that he considered more serious.
If all I've said doesn't mean anything to you, then forget it and we'll make it just this. I won't because all of me wants to, regardless of consequences. And because you counted on that with me, the same as you counted on that with all the others.
Would you have done this to me if the Falcon had been real and you'd got your money?
Don't be too sure I'm as crooked as I'm supposed to be. That sort of reputation might be good business, bringing high-priced jobs and making it easier to deal with the enemy.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.